the younger guys, you know, accustomed to this routine of sitting in the hotel. You know, sometimes you got to get up and maybe go for a little walk, you know, earlier in the day. But, you know, I think, you know, everything's the same throughout the week, you know, preparation. But I think the only thing different is just, you know, sitting in the hotel on Saturday a little longer.
Not going to stay in bed the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You got to get up.
Yeah. Yep.
Matt McGloin has emerged as one of the most proficient passers in the Big Ten. What kind of challenge has opposed facing him on Saturday?
Well, we know he's a dangerous player. You know, like we said before, you know, he's not really a huge runner, but you know, he can sit back there and he's a leader on that offense. You know, he's a smart guy. We've seen last year, you know, he can make plays for his team. You know, we gotta prepare best for him, and hopefully, you know, get some pressure on him on Saturday.
Is there a little bit of added pressure going into this game on the defense, knowing that, you know, you might not be 100% on offense with the situation in the backfield?
Oh, no, we don't really pay attention to, you know, what the offenses do. We know as a defense we try to get, you know, the ball for the offense in good field position and get off the field on third downs. So, you know, we don't really pay attention to what's going on with the offense or anything like that. We just know as a defense we play as a team, and, you know, we get pressure on the offense, then we'll be fine.
So that doesn't factor at all when you do
no.
punt returns either, so you're not?
No, not at all.
How do things change defensively when you're facing a team like Penn State that's known for taking the risks on fourth down, and regardless of where they are
yeah.
on the field, just knowing that, hey, if it's fourth down, they're going to go for it, and they're not going to just necessarily punt and give you the field position?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said before, you know, this you got to kind of prepare for, you know, fourth and outs rather than, you know, third and outs, you know, get on the field on third down. You know, if it's short, they're going to go for it. This type of team they are. So you got to buckle down as a defense, you know, get some stops. And, you know, you just got to – it's going to be a hard-fought game. I can tell you that right now. You know, Coach – I'm sure Coach has said that already too. It's a Big Ten game. It's Penn State versus Iowa. So it's here at Kinnick. It's going to be a night game. It's going to be electric. It's going to be a hard-fought game. And you know, the defense is going to have to play well. And, you know, whether if it's third down or fourth down, we're going to have to know we got to stop them.
And right before overtime, it had everybody on the sidelines kind of jumping around to
yeah.
Jay-Z there before
mm-hmm.
the OT started.
Yeah.
What is it when you have, like, that kind of vibe of, you know, hey, this is fun, and you're
yeah, yeah.
getting into that mode of, even when you're going into a big situation, knowing mm-hmm. that you could be loose about it?
You know, like you said, it was a big situation. You know, we were just having fun. That's what it came out to. Even the coaches were having fun. And, you know, we knew if we got into overtime, we were going to have a shot. You know, it was a great feeling, you know, going out there in overtime, knowing that everyone was having fun. You know, and as a you know, a senior and, you know, as a leader, you like to see the young guys out there having fun, jumping around. Because, you know, when everyone's uptight and, you know, it's a pressure situation, you know, it's not a, you know, good situation to be in. But when you're having fun and stuff like that and people are out there having fun and wanting to play, it makes it way funner. And you know, that's just how I am. You know, I play a lot better when I'm having fun rather than uptight and stuff like that.
It's one thing to be loose, but how fine is that line between staying loose but also staying focused?
Oh, Coach talks about that all the time. Yeah, you know, you can go out there and have fun, but you also got to stay focused. And I think we went to overtime, you know, last game that, you know, we were definitely focused. We knew what we had to do. But, you know, it was just out there having fun. We were just, you know, we played as a defense, and, you know, the offense is good too, but I'm just speaking as a defense. We went out there and we were having fun. We were out there, you know, laughing around before overtime, and I can definitely say we were focused too.
When you go into a double overtime game like that, or just overtime in general, how much confidence does it give the team to know you have someone like Mike Meyer who can hit a 42-yard field goal in the rain?
Oh, well, you know, Mike does it every day in practice. I'm sure he'll do it today. You know, he's focused when he's kicking field goals, no matter what the weather conditions are like. You know, he's been focused in practice and making his field goals. That's what it comes down to. You know, as a defense, you know, in practice we try to talk junk to him and stuff like that to get him to miss, but, you know, he even hits it in practice. So, you know, when it comes down to it, we know Mike's gonna make that field goal, and that he's practiced it, you know, many times, so we're not worried.